Welcome to this week's edition of In the Clubhouse with EMD Baseball. I'm Andy Kirikides, joined by my wonderful co-host, Keith Glasser. How are we doing?
Great. How are you?
Good. We'll talk a little bit on the younger side of recruiting, or I should say development, because that's what we're going to talk about. With the change in rules in terms of contact with the transfer portal, things have slowed down significantly. Long gone are the days of eighth graders and freshmen in high school committing to schools, right? The fact of the matter is until the rules change, right now as it stands, you can't have contact with a kid until August 1st after their sophomore year. So, you know, coaches just are not looking that far ahead at kids, right? So in today's day and age, the 27 class is the one that's coming up on that summer where they're going to start getting looked at and potentially evaluated and potentially reached out to on August 1st. Those 28s and 29s, which in the not so distant past may have actually had reason to potentially pursue exposure, I don't think there's a ton of value in doing it at this point. And I think that's really what we want to talk about is like, what does that focus look like for those 15U, 14U kids, and making sure that we're not rushing to try to get exposure for exposure's sake and more focusing on getting yourself in a position to be recruitable in that earliest window, which is going to be the July after your sophomore year, is really the earliest these guys are going to really bear down on guys. And that's still reserved for the absolute top of the food chain in terms of the talent across the country. But I think with the change in the rules, I think there needs to be an adjustment in the focus for the younger lads who are running around playing baseball all summer. And I think that got to focus on development, practice, getting stronger, and worry less about, am I getting in front of coaches? Am I going to the biggest tournaments? And worry more about, are you doing the right things to put yourself in a position to be recruitable in the future when your window for recruitment really opens up?
Yeah, you know, we can probably, and we've talked about this, we'll likely cut a longer episode on this when all of the recruiting rules that are changing with roster limits and the like, transfer portal stuff, blah, 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 blah. When all of that stuff becomes more concrete here, late spring, early summer. But I think it's the writing is on the wall from the standpoint of, you know, the recruiting calendar and the rules that have come in place have vastly changed the recruiting landscape at the younger ages. You know, years ago in the not so distant past, we were committing ninth graders in high school for college, which, you know, you could take or leave. It was ridiculous. That said, it was happening. Now it can no longer happen. You know, you can't entertain offers. You can't visit. They can't talk to you until August 1st of your junior year. You know, so there's a lot of things that have slowed that down. You know, and I think what we're seeing is the impact of the transfer portal as well. You know, not that it's a negative, but it's a thing that you have to account for in the recruiting process, where when the transfer portal does open, there are going to be colleges that are going to dip into it to plug some holes and recruit some guys out of it, which is going to slow down the high school age stuff, where like they don't have to go take a chance on a 16-year-old kid to try to get him to campus and commit him in the hopes that in 2 years he's going to be really, you know, he'll be good enough to make the roster at the Division I level. They can go get you know, some college age guys that plug that hole. And that doesn't mean that you're not going to be recruited at that level. It just means that you have a lot more time to focus on development and learning how to play baseball, so that when you do get to the age where coaches are going to be recruiting you, you're further along. You know, and I think that that's a hard thing for some people to kind of wrap their minds around right now, that, you know, everything for, you know, at the very least, the last 20 years has been geared towards getting recruited in college and committing. And it's not necessarily like, yes, that is something that that's the ultimate goal for high school kids who aspire to play college baseball. But the path to get there has now changed. And that's the reality, right? Like you're not going to find college coaches at 14 and 15 U games anymore. It's a waste of their time to go watch 14, 15 U baseball when they have the transfer portal that they have to siphon through to find guys. And then the high school seniors and juniors that they can, you know, they're going to recruit to bring into their classes. You know, so that timeline has really shifted, and understanding that, and, you know, kind of saying like, okay, if this is what it is, and listen, like if you're a parent or an AAU a travel coach that's going to all these tournaments with a 14U team, like, be all well and great, but like, take a look around and see if there's anyone there actually watching, because odds are there ain't a lot of coaches there. And I would probably argue that if you do see one or two, their son is likely playing in that tournament. So like, they're just going to be there. That doesn't necessarily mean they're actively recruiting it. And, you know, I think that's like that mindset needs to kind of change from, you know, getting recruited at 14, 15 years old to we need to develop from a physical standpoint. We need to get as physical as we possibly can. And we need to play baseball and be able to understand, you know, increasing our baseball IQ, being able to actually play the game, you know, take leads, run bases, be able to hit against, you know, some of the better players in your age group, and learn how to do that stuff at that age so that when it does come time for you to be recruited by college coaches, you're further along. And I think I argue that it's better for the game. It's better for kids that we're not on this speeding bullet train flying through the recruiting cycles now, that we can slow it down and actually allow kids to develop over the course of the start of their high school year, so that when they do become ready to recruit, we're, you know, you have theoretically, if you're good at your job, like you should have a better idea as to whether or not that guy fits into your program. And, you know, it's just changing and shifting that mindset from like, we need to, you know, go to all these big tournaments and we got to go to East Cobb to play in the 14U, you know, Worldwood bat. Like, you know, you're going to spend a lot of money there for what? And that's a legit question you got to ask. Like, what's the return on investment there? You know, so I think that, you know, it's certainly, you certainly have to change your mindset from like getting recruited at 14 and 15 to what do we need to do to put ourselves in the best chance and give ourselves the best opportunity to be recruited at 16, 17. And the answer to that is weight room, development, learn how to play the game at a high clip, and you'll put yourself in a really good spot.
Yeah, it's changed so much. And to your point, for the better, right? I think that being able to be recruited at the age of 14 put undue stress on a population of kids, most of which there shouldn't have been any stress anyways, because let's be honest, there's only a handful of 14-year-olds who are good enough to garner the interest of really, really high-end schools, right? Like, it's such a small percentage of kids, but you would find families running around trying to get exposure for their son because that's what the Joneses were doing. And I think when things change, you have to change with the times. And I think it's a really good thing for high school baseball and for travel baseball right now is you can focus on just enjoying your summer, playing a bunch of baseball, making sure that, you know, the kids get to have a life, you know, and relieve some of the pressure of this recruiting process, because you don't need to add that to it when in reality you're just not going to get recruited at that age anymore. And I think that parents and I think that travel ball organizations need to think long and hard about what do their summers look like for that 14U team, right? If you're that team from the Northeast, you know, do you need to go down to Georgia three times to go play in a tournament where no coaches are going to be ever? Like, you're probably better off playing more games locally, making sure that your kids are fresh and ready to go, save some family some money. Like, this stuff gets really, really expensive when you start talking about going down to Georgia for a week, family of three or four. You know, that gets really costly. And the money that can be saved by not going to some of those tournaments and just focusing on playing and enjoying it can be put into development and the weight room and getting your son with somebody who can help him get strong and help him get fast. I think people need to rethink how they do it, because the reality is that those kids are not going to get recruited right now. And there's no reason to run around trying to get exposure when your big focus should be like, let's put ourselves in a position where we can be recruitable first. And then we worry about that kind of stuff. It's just not, I don't think it's a smart decision for 99% of the population when it comes to high school baseball. Cause the reality is college coaches don't care how good you are when you're 14. Nobody's ever been, you know, passed on completely because they weren't the best 14-year-old, right? There's a reason that you see kids pop up every single summer after their junior year and they end up going playing big time college baseball. It's because it just took those guys a little bit longer to get there. But if you get there, it doesn't really matter when you get there. It's that you get there. Because if you can get to the point where you're recruitable, you're going to get recruited. But you have to take the steps to get there. And playing a lot of baseball, practicing, I think that's another thing that's gone to the wayside. Kids don't practice enough. It's all game focused. So you don't have an environment to fail. You don't have an environment to learn. And I think that that's really valuable. And I think that the new recruiting rules have presented a path where that is a really good way to go about it at an early age. And, you know, start worrying about whether you're recruitable when you get into your sophomore year. Start figuring out, all right, am I one of those guys that has a chance to be recruited in July after my sophomore season? Because if you are, that's when you start to have the conversation about, all right, maybe do I need to go to a camp? You know, are there some schools that I really like that I want to go try to get in front of? But until you reach that point, running that rat race, I think, is less and less beneficial given the way that things are right now. And until the landscape changes, which with how quickly things move these days, like, it might change 6 weeks from now, who knows? But as it stands right now, those 13, 14, 15 new guys, like, focus on having fun, focusing on playing games, focusing on development, and don't get caught up in the recruiting exposure shuffle, because it's really not needed at that age. It's just really that simple.
Agreed. Yeah, I think the practice one is the you know, probably the biggest, right? Like, it was my biggest complaint towards back into my career. You talk to a lot of college guys now, it's usually in the top two or three things that they're gonna, you know, mention of things that have changed. And, you know, it's the baseball IQ and the ability to actually be able to play baseball. And, you know, it's that's usually one of the biggest things for younger kids to be able to really crack into the lineup when they get to college, is just that they can't play the game at the level that is required of them, because they haven't done that yet. And the earlier you can kind of get that, the better served you will be as you get older. But, you know, I just think that there needs to be a change, and not only from a what goes on scheduling and tournament and game wise, but also, you know, the shift in mindset of, you know, no one's coming to watch 14-year-old baseball. Like, there's not a college coach in the country. Even they were committing them years ago. Like, there wasn't a college coach in the country. I was like, we got this 14-year-old who, I got to be honest with you, he's going to be a program changer in 6 years when he gets to campus. Like, there's so much time between that, you know, and like, it's the opposite of, you know, you're right. Like, there's not a 14-year-old who didn't get recruited that eventually played high level college baseball where, like, no, I crossed him off at 14 because he wasn't good enough. Like, yeah, he's got 6 years till he plays college baseball. Like, it can change quite free, you know, in that time frame. So, you know, I just think shifting thought processes and how to go about things is, it needs to happen. And it won't happen immediately, but it's something that needs to be said and talked about and thought about with what's likely going to be the model moving forward, where, you know, the focus should be development, understanding how to play baseball, practice, and getting physical.
Well said. Anything else you'd like to add?
Nope.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. Tune in next week. Keep an eye out, because I think we'll probably end up doing a longer one on this, because there's definitely more to say, but relevant topic for now. I want to make sure that we got something out there for people to digest. So thank you for listening today. Tune in next week. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMDBaseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on emdbaseball.com. Take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.